ended with slight gains today. The Dow 27 points at the close at 17,902. We see the NASDAQ of 40 at 4,951 and the S&P 500 of 5 points at 2,082. The yield on the 10-year note is back down to 1.89%. This after a bouncy session after the notes from the Fed's last policy studying meeting came out, reflecting Fed officials disagreeing widely on when they might begin lifting interest rates from record lows. We also saw the price of oil plunge today, more than $3 lower, back to $50.42 a barrel, coming off its high point of the year. Precious metals moved sharply lower as well. Some big deals, corporate deals, continue. We see in a deal that would combine two generic drug makers that recently left the U.S. for Europe, Mylan wants to buy Perrigo for $205 a share, a price tag put at nearly $29 billion. And we also saw a big deal in the oil business today with Royal Dutch Shell agreeing to buy British gas producer BG Group in a deal valued nearly $70 billion in cash and stock. And the other big news, just breaking, Alcoa coming out with better-than-expected earnings after the closing bell. But it looks like they've missed on the revenue side. Let's call in Ed Wedbush, now president of Wedbush Securities in downtown Los Angeles. Ed, appreciate you coming to the line and give us your review of what we got from the Fed and the market action we saw here today.
Well, there was a very, very positive market, of course. The Fed action is of great, great interest to me. And the interest rate debate is going on and on and on. And I would like to, just a moment, I got to interrupt.
All right, we'll stand by for Ed Wedbush coming back to the line. Of course, a lot of action today with the earnings season just kicking off. We see Alcoa missing on the revenue side, $5.82 billion versus the estimate of $5.94. But it looks like they beat on the revenue side with revenues at 28 cents versus the 26 cent estimate. Ed, give us your reaction to that.
Well, I have a positive reaction to Alcoa, but the stock's only trading up a couple of pennies early on. Now it's actually down 2 pennies from the close. Alcoa has always led the reporting of earnings and factors, and they've done it again, and I think it's a very positive. It's an indicator that there is some substance to earnings, which are expected to be somewhat on the negative side by Wall Street in general. And I want to go back to the interest rate item that I was speaking on. The interest rate situation, in my opinion, we should raise the interest rates immediately because that would add confidence to the market. And my strong recommendation is if interest rates are increased by the Fed and the market has a corresponding decline, that would be a great buying opportunity. The longer we push off the interest rate rise, it indicates the less confidence we have in the overall economy and the metrics that lead to the result.
And one of the Fed presidents came out in the last 24 hours expressing concern that the Fed is very sensitive to market reaction. What do you think will happen once the Fed does move on rates, and where do we go from there?
I believe that if we move the rates up quickly and we move them up a small amount with an indication that they're going to continue to go up, that we may have an instantaneous downward move, but I would think that it would send out confidence to about the metrics that relate to the economy and the market, and I would think that the market would tend to continue upward.
All right, we've seen quite a wild ride in the oil markets this week, with oil hitting a new high for the year above $53 a barrel, and now plunging more than $3 today, just above 50 as we speak. What's your view on the oil stocks here?
My view on the oil stocks and the natural gas stocks are on the buy side with me. I would think that this is a tremendous big picture opportunity to accumulate those securities. The buyout Shell of another company at a premium price was an indicator of that as well in terms of the professionals in the industry. So those two groups of securities are in my buy list.
All right. Yeah, you expressed concern about earnings season this year. Maria Bartiromo, who we had on recently, also said that was one of the big concerns as things kick off. With Alcoa coming in here with mixed results, how do you think the market's going to hold up given widely expected lower than expected earnings for many of the big names this year?
We can see a lot of volatility continuing as we have in the past, even today and yesterday as an example, where we can be up 100 on the Dow and then down 100, and that's the kind of thing we will see as the earnings reports come out. But in my opinion, the earnings reports will have the biggest impact upon securities markets in the coming days in terms of volatility and the overall trend.
All right, before I let you off the hook, let me ask you this. Where are you putting money now and or taking off the table?
Well, besides the oil and gas stocks, I'm beginning again to like the steel stocks. On the negative side, I would continue to avoid the restaurant stocks, which I think are selling at very high prices and selling at high price earnings ratios and with vulnerability in terms of increased cost of food and so on. I also would be negative on the automobile companies, particularly on Tesla, which has done a fine job. But the stock is priced at a level which I think is inappropriate. I would include General Motors and Ford and Chrysler in my avoidance.
All right, Ed Wedbush, president of Wedbush Securities in downtown Los Angeles. Ed, thanks for joining us right after the closing bell and on the breaking Alcoa news.